崇明2016学年第一学期期末考试初三英语听力
Part 1 A. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片
1. Mr. Green often takes a bus to go to work instead of driving a car.
Mr. Green often takes a bus to go to work instead of driving a car.
2. I often go bicycle riding with my friends at the weekend. It's good exercise.
I often go bicycle riding with my friends at the weekend. It's good exercise.
3. Peter and his classmates are planning a Christmas party for tomorrow evening.
Peter and his classmates are planning a Christmas party for tomorrow evening.
4. Some people volunteered to help the traffic policeman keep order in the street.
Some people volunteered to help the traffic policeman keep order in the street.
5. Have you ever been to the Great Wall before?
Have you ever been to the Great Wall before?
6. Eating plenty of fruits and vegetables is good for your health, don't you think?
Eating plenty of fruits and vegetables is good for your health, don't you think?
B. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。
7. Hi, Mary.I hear you're going on a trip to Hainan Island with Alice this summer holiday.
Yes, but I'm going there with Lucy, not with Alice.
Question. Who will Mary go to Hainan Island with?
请再听一遍。
Hi, Mary. I hear you're going on a trip to Hainan Island with Alice this summer holiday.
Yes, but I'm going there with Lucy, not with Alice.
Question. Who will Mary go to Hainan Island with? Eight. Linda, when shall we have the final exams on Wednesday or on Thursday?
Well, the headmaster says we will have the final exams on Friday.
Question. When will they have the final exams?
请再听一遍。
Linda,When shall we have the final exams on Wednesday or on Thursday?
Well, the headmaster says we will have the final exams on Friday.
Question. When will they have the final exams? Nine. How much are these bags?
The blue bag is $20. The red one is only $15.But the black one is twice as much as the red one.
Question. How much is the red bag?
请再听一遍。
How much are these bags?
The blue bag is $20. The red one is only $15. But the black one is twice as much as the red one.
Question. How much is the red bag?10. Changeable weather, isn't it? Hot yesterday, but now it's a bit cold.
Yeah, I've had a bad cold for several days. I just feel terrible.
Drink plenty of water and have a good sleep. Hope you'll be fine soon.
Question. What's the woman's problem? 请再听一遍。
Changeable weather, isn't it? Hot yesterday,But now it's a bit cold.
Yeah, I've had a bad cold for several days. I just feel terrible.
Drink plenty of water and have a good sleep. Hope you'll be fine soon.
Question. What's the woman's problem? 11. When can I go home, Dr. Brown?
Well, you came in on Monday, and today is Friday. You'll probably have to stay here for at least another week.
Question: What's the possible relationship between the two speakers?
请再听一遍。
When can I go home, Dr. Brown?
Well, you came in on Monday, and today is Friday. You'll probably have to stay here for at least another week.
Question: What's the possible relationship between the two speakers? You're going to Chicago tomorrow, aren't you?
Yes. I thought I would fly, but then I decided that taking a bus would be cheaper than driving or flying.
Question: How will the man go to Chicago?
请再听一遍。
You're going to Chicago tomorrow, aren't you?
Yes. I thought I would fly, but then I decided that taking a bus would be cheaper than driving or flying.
Question: How will the man go to Chicago?
13. Look at those colorful birds over there. I think you can teach them to talk.
Yes, but look at the price. To tell you the truth, I'd rather have some golden fish for 25.
Question: Where did this conversation take place?
请再听一遍。
Look at those colorful birds over there. I think you can teach them to talk.
Yes, but look at the price. To tell you the truth, I'd rather have some golden fish for 25.
Question: Where did this conversation take place? 14. Your sister Pauline didn't recognize me at first.
I'm not surprised. Why don't you lose some weight?
Question: What does the woman suggest the man should do?
请再听一遍。
Your sister Pauline didn't recognize me at first.
I'm not surprised. Why don't you lose some weight?
Question: What does the woman suggest the man should do? 15. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
It was Mary's birthday. She received a letter from her uncle, who was a farmer. Dear Mary, the letter said, Happy birthday. I am sending you some chickens. They will arrive tomorrow. I hope you like them.Uncle Toby. Mary was very pleased. She liked eating eggs and chicken. I can keep the chickens for their eggs or eat them, she thought. When the chickens arrived the next day, they were in a box. Mary was very excited. She took the box off the truck and began to carry it into her garden. However, the box of chickens was heavy and she dropped it. The box fell to the ground.The chickens all ran out. They ran everywhere into neighbors' gardens, into the road, into shops, and even into the next street. Mary spent hours trying to get them back to her garden. A few days later, Mary's uncle came to visit her. Did the chickens arrive safely? He asked Mary. Yes, Uncle Toby, Mary said. But I had a lot of trouble with them. I dropped the box. The chickens ran everywhere.I spent the whole morning looking for them. Did you find them all? Uncle Toby asked. I hope so, Mary replied. I caught 11 of them. That's very interesting, Uncle Toby said with a smile, because I only sent you 6.
请再听一遍。
It was Mary's birthday. She received a letter from her uncle, who was a farmer. Dear Mary, the letter said.Happy birthday. I am sending you some chickens. They will arrive tomorrow. I hope you like them, Uncle Toby. Mary was very pleased. She liked eating eggs and chicken. I can keep the chickens for their eggs or eat them, she thought. When the chickens arrived the next day, they were in a box. Mary was very excited. She took the box off the truck and began to carry it into her garden. However, the box of chickens was heavy and she dropped it. The box fell to the ground. The chickens all ran out. They ran everywhere into neighbors' gardens, into the road, into shops, and even into the next street. Mary spent hours trying to get them back to her garden. A few days later, Mary's uncle came to visit her. "Did the chickens arrive safely?" he asked Mary. "Yes, Uncle Toby," Mary said. "But I had a lot of trouble with them. I dropped the box, the chickens ran everywhere. I spent the whole morning looking for them." "Did you find them all?" Uncle Toby asked. "I hope so," Mary replied. "I caught 11 of them." "That's very interesting," Uncle Toby said with a smile, "because I only sent you 6. D. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences.
听短文，完成下列句子，每空格先填一词。Mark Twain was famous as a writer, but he was also famous as a public speaker and teller of funny stories. He often went from town to town to give lectures. One day, he was walking along the street of a small town. He was going to give a lecture there that evening. He met a young man. The young man said, "Mr. Twain, I'd like to talk to you for a minute, please. I have an uncle, but he never laughs or smiles. Can you do anything?" "Bring your uncle to my lecture this evening, young man. I will make him laugh and smile. Don't worry about a thing." That evening, the young man and his uncle sat in the first row. Mark Twain spoke directly at them. He told some funny stories, but the old man never smiled. Then he told the funniest story he knew, but the old man still didn't smile. Finally, Mark Twain left the platform almost exhausted. Later, Mark Twain talked with a friend about this. "Oh," said the friend, "I know that old man. He has been deaf for 5 years. 请再听一遍。Mark Twain was famous as a writer, but he was also famous as a public speaker and teller of funny stories. He often went from town to town to give lectures. One day, he was walking along the street of a small town. He was going to give a lecture there that evening. He met a young man. The young man said, "Mr. Twain, I'd like to talk to you for a minute, please. I have an uncle, but he never laughs or smiles. Can you do anything?" "Bring your uncle to my lecture this evening, young man. I will make him laugh and smile. Don't worry about a thing." That evening, the young man and his uncle sat in the first row. Mark Twain spoke directly at them. He told some funny stories, but the old man never smiled. Then he told the funniest story he knew, but the old man still didn't smile. Finally, Mark Twain left the platform almost exhausted. Later, Mark Twain talked with a friend about this. "Oh," said the friend, "I know that old man. He has been deaf for 5 years."